Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio's second Saturday Sunshine Stay Show with the Palm Springs Preferred Small Hotels. We love this organization because they represent independently owned boutique hotels in the desert resort community of Palm Springs in Southern California. Today, we're going to talk about, staying in Palm Springs, but also getting your work done while you're having fun. You could go take a swim in the pool, enjoy the sunshine, be poolside under a palm tree, sipping a martini, answer your email, then say, all right, I've answered my email. I'm going back in the pool. So check out all these amazing hotels. There's over 70 of them. Go to AuthenticPalmSprings.com. We've got two special guests joining us. We're so excited to have Kimberly Munkers back on the show. She represents Palm Springs Preferred Small Hotels. Again, the website, AuthenticPalmSprings.com. Did I get that right, Kimberly, before I get in trouble?
Yes, you did.
Yep, we like that title. We like that. We also have Robert Hunt from the Alcazar Hotel in Palm Springs. Welcome. How are you, Robert?
Welcome. Thank you very much. Doing great. The sun finally came out after our long Southern California rainy days and snowy days.
One day. You had one day of weather.
No, it's been going on for days.
Oh, come on. It's over, though. You got sunshine. You're ready for people to be at the pool. And I want to be in the pool. I want the martini in the pool. And then I suppose I should do my emails first before I get in the pool.
But work, then play. Or play than work. You know, people do their own thing in Palm Springs. We don't judge.
Exactly. I think this is a great topic, but first you want to give us an overview of the Alcazar, because I was on your website, AlcazarPalmSprings.com, and I want to come play. It looks so nice and clean, yet inviting, contemporary, stylish, and then just like I said, at the same time, relaxing and such a good vibe.
Thank you for saying that. And that we do need to get you out here. Alcazar, a little history, it's a 34-room hotel located in Palm Springs. It was previously known as the the Pepper Tree Inn, became now the Alcazar. And with the 34 rooms, we have 10 different room types available. It goes anywhere from private patios where you can work on your own patio. Some have large soaking tubs, some have fireplaces. So there's a real variety for a small 34-room hotel in Palm Springs.
That's awesome. And so you obviously have got to have good internet for all of us who are digital nomads and want to play in the pool and still work.
And definitely. And we just recently in the past few months upgraded everything from our Wi-Fi, even with Spectrum. We got the fastest service that's available, because we do have guests that are in need of that. Go into a little detail. We actually had a film gentleman editor that worked in our little business center, which is small. It's about six conference table. And he asked if he could connect hardwire to our service so he could speed up and do his work faster. And we allowed him to do that, and it worked out really well for him.
That's great. I think this is the thing. There's so many of us out there traveling and wanting to have adventure, you know, amidst working. Some of us are full-time digital nomads. Nancy and I are with our Big Blend magazines and traveling to visit and document parks. But a lot of people just want to go, like, you know, go out to Palm Springs, enjoy the desert, enjoy the pool, go downtown. And you are right in the heart of the downtown, right?
Yes, we're in Midtown. It's called the Midtown Design District. And it is just 5-minute walk north of the downtown where everything's hopping there. But we do have restaurants and shops and in the design district. So it is perfect. You don't even need to rent a car every time. You can get to many different things just on foot.
Oh, good
point. And Robert also has bikes that people can borrow to, you know, ride around town on.
You don't want to see me do that. Not after the martini. But I do respect everybody else doing that. I think that's cool, you know. But that's the thing. Kimberly, can you give us a little bit of an overview of Palm Springs in regards to, like Robert saying, you know, you don't really need to rent a car. Once you get here, you're here. Where do people fly in? How easy is it to, you know, get to the hotels and just get checked in and, you know, get your computer on, but, you know, walk around, you know, get easy access to food and martinis?
Absolutely. Well, Palm Springs has an international airport, with direct flights to several dozen cities. So we see a lot of business. We have actually a fairly substantial business conference. People come to Palm Springs, they'll have their conventions and things like that.
Okay.
So we have a convention and business center. It's beautiful convention center. So a lot of large companies will stay in the hotels that are associated with that. But for smaller companies, maybe they're bringing out, you know, 20 of their executives. They tend to like the smaller, more intimate hotels like the Alcazar or Los Arbolos. You know, you've had Karina on. Mm-hmm. Los Arbolos is just half a block or so from Robert. So for those types of companies and organizations, what they'll do is they'll buy out a hotel like Robert's Hotel, and then they'll have their meetings at the Flannery Exchange, which is right behind the Alcazar. And there's so many exceptional restaurants within walking distance that unless you're planning to, you know, drive up to Joshua Tree or anything, you do not need a car. You can fly in. We have a really strong Uber and Lyft driving force. During the high season, we have a shuttle that goes through the downtown, and you know, people can just hop the shuttle. So transportation, and then many of the hotels have bikes as well. So there's plenty of ways to get around without a car. Palm Springs is a small town and it's highly concentrated. The walking area is very concentrated, you know, so it's a fun place to see. We have a lot of outdoor public art that people like to wander around and see. We have fabulous public art. So
I love that. You know, Robert, are you seeing when, you know, smaller meetings come into town? So like you've got 34 rooms, that could be a company that with employees working remotely, you know, Palm Springs is kind of central too. Like if people are Phoenix based, like in Arizona, San Diego, Los Angeles, they can convene in Palm Springs. If they're workers, you know, a lot of people said, I'm not going back to the office. There's no point. You know, let's have meetings in Palm Springs. I mean, that sounds better to me. I like this idea of getting back, you know, getting with my colleagues in Palm Springs versus, okay, we have to drive every single day to work through traffic. And I think it might actually end up being more cost effective for some companies, depending on what they do, right? Yeah. That they don't need these huge offices, but they could splurge on fun meeting venues.
Yeah, and with us, it's very simple with 34 rooms. If they buy out the entire hotel, their whole staff is there. So they could do their meetings in the morning around the pool area. We have a seating area at one end, on the courtyard area. We also are affiliated with Epten Creative, which is our restaurants next door. We have Cheeky's Restaurants and Birba, and they do catering. So if they wanted to have the lunch around the pool or anything that works for them and their team. I'd like to add in also is with the conventions and the larger, we have a lot of the regulars that don't want to stay in the convention hotels. And they'll actually come to us year after year. It's the school board. It comes to mind because I get checked for them for all the rooms, the actual county pays for it, but they don't want to be in a corporate hotel and they'll come to our place and hang out. And they can work from here also. When the meetings are over or the convention's over, they come up and as we mentioned, they have several. They could have a private patio in their own room. They can use the courtyard area. They could use our little biz center, we call it. I watch them at the lounge chair near the pool. As long as they're not live, I guess, on a Zoom call, they can do their work. So there's a lot of options for this property.
You know, the other thing, too, I wanted to touch on is entertainers are travelers, and that is their business. And a lot of times they get overlooked as business travelers and digital nomads, but they really are. They're on a bus, and then sometimes it's like, stop the bus, I've got a show to do, and they need a hotel for a night or two, and maybe they're doing, you know, several performances in the area, and I know Palm Springs has been like an entertainment mecca for years, right? So I think that's the other thing, and if you're doing like a show or a festival, maybe it's a whole theater company coming into town, normally the head person, the headliners, get to stay in the nicer hotels, kind of the boutique hotels, you know, so you're not, you know, with as out there in the general public. I'm watching my words here, but they get to stay with you is what I'm saying, right?
Well, and you know, I have proof of that because every other year, the band Pink Martini, the group, is very famous worldwide. They stay with us and they have practically the whole hotel with the entire band members, the lead, the managers, everybody involved. And it could be a 7 to 8 night stay, which is amazing for us. You know, typically travelers in Palm Springs are 2 to 3 nights, unless they're here for a full event, as we had Modernism last week, which keeps them here a week or more.
Yeah, I think this is a big thing to say, because even sometimes, you know, in the corporate, if they do the convention, sometimes it's the head of the corporations that want to have, be kind of away and, you know, have their personal space. So I'm seeing that in some of the places we're staying. Are you seeing that too, Kimberly?
Yeah, we see people. Yeah, we see a lot of that. But, you know, there's been such a huge increase in the digital nomad space. You know, it's pretty much been doubling every year. I think in 2021, awesome. There were like 15.5 million digital nomads in the United States. And in 2022, there were 35 million. See? So you're talking about a huge number of people that are now traveling around. They're mostly in the tech space or the creative space. And they are kind of an interesting mix. I mean, obviously millennials are making up the bulk of that. I mean, almost 45% of that. But Gen X and boomers are making up about the same amount.
I was going to say boomers, because they start new companies. They're really, yes. They're like, no, we're just because we retired doesn't mean we're retired.
Right. You know? They're making up about 35% of the market, 32 to 35% of the market. So, you know, as one of the things that came out of the pandemic is people learned that remote work can be really beneficial. And the pandemic has permanently changed the way people work. Not all companies are requiring their staff to be in-house. So it's really easy for somebody to go on vacation, or, you know, I've been known to camp out in Robert's Business Center for a couple of days to do work just for a change of pace. It's so beautiful.
Well, writers and, do this all, you know, the time.
You just need to kind of mix it up a bit. And it's really inspirational. I mean, I always find myself coming up with great new ideas and ways to do things when I stay there, because I'm in a different space. And, you know, that's the joy of, you know, being able to travel and work.
And it's inspiration. It's interesting this morning, of just before I knew I was going to be on this call with you both, that I had two guests. One said, can I know checkouts at 11, but I'm going to be in the middle of a Zoom call, a business call. Can I stretch it? And yes. And then another gentleman's been working in the business center every day, and they're supposed to check out at 11. And he said, is there any way I can work till 2 in the business center? So, I mean, this is just this morning alone. So it is ongoing. Wow. Weekly. It is going.
I think this is going to be interesting, that the weekend used to be the travel time, and now I think we're going to see it stretch out. Like, it doesn't really matter what day it is anymore. You know,
yeah, I mentioned to Kimberly, like, example, they'll do their business call, especially if it's a West Coast, East Coast environment. They'll get in there early and get started at 6 a.m. or be at the pool before anybody's there. And then they're finished because of the 3-hour difference with New York, or maybe Europe even sooner. And then they start they're still working, let's say, but they've got the whole afternoon to themselves.
That's awesome. That's smart working right there.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, the other thing, so I like I was saying, I see it stretching like through, you know, daily kind of thing. But when people come in with groups and conferences, what kind of activities can they do? We're talking about public art, but as groups, is there golf? Is there, you know, kind of group things to do for the business travelers? You know, it's from like, yes, 10 to like 50 or even 100.
We've seen a number of things. There are a number of celebrity tour companies. So a company, if they want to create a couple cool excursions for their people, they can do a celebrity home tour, you know, on a private chartered bus. There's the tramway you know, they can arrange to take everybody up on the tram, have lunch at the top of the mountain. That's really nice in the summertime because it's really, really cool up there. In fact, it can be kind of cold up there.
Wow.
And at this time of year, it's very cold. And then, you know, we have museums and we have such amazing restaurants. And there are several within walking distance of the Alcazar and Los Arbolos and the Movie Colony Hotel. Willie Ryan's 849 comes to mind. They can do group events. I've been to a number of group events there, and they just do a wonderful job. So if you want to have a really nice dinner out, you can do that. So
a few others would be, as you mentioned, there are golf, and there's so many different golf courses and set up, and a lot of them are public, so it's not just a private course. Also, is there's great Jeep tours, and it's not like everybody go in one Jeep. Some hold like six people, but you could do a group of people and book that. Also, the Windmill Farms, they do a great tour also. So there's a lot that can be booked as groups.
That to me is you know, things to do, because you can't just sit in a seminar all day, you know. That's not going to work. We have to get out and play and have a good time. And that's hiking. Part of teamwork, you know?
And even hiking, like right downtown behind the museum, is called Museum Trail. And people could go as a group and do that and arrange with a tour if they wanted. Or Tockwitz Canyon, which is the old tribal land. Mm. And there's waterfalls. And there's a lot just locally to do that could be done as a group.
Yeah, that keeps the cost down as well for the company when you plan those kinds of things. So that's really cool for people to do. The other thing too, Robert, it seems that people can get breakfast right next door to you. I was reading that. Is that Cheeky's for breakfast?
Yes, Cheeky's is from 8 to 2, and that's breakfast and lunch. Very well known. People wait on the weekend an hour to get in. They have their famous bacon flight and very famous things. They actually opened in 2008. It was the Peppertree Bookstore originally from this hotel that in 2011 became Alcazar. And then next door, they actually built, it's called Birbo, which is an Italian restaurant that opens at 5 p.m. And then that's all in walking literally on the property.
And then Robert also has a light continental breakfast in the morning for guests.
Oh, cool. So you really don't need to do much. You could just work, go get your food. So you actually walk and get away from the computer, take a swim, get that exercise in, because you know how we all get attached to the screen. Yep. So that's a good way, you know, to get out there and do that. So very, very cool. So lots going on. Before we close up on this, I wanted to touch base on spring in Palm Springs. Are you, with the weather that has happened in the West, are you expecting wildflowers this spring, like a nice desert wildflower?
Let's hope so, because I don't know if you've ever experienced the one, what was it, Kim, a number of years back?
2 or 3, it was a few years ago, yeah.
Before our date of COVID, but it was amazing, and I just never thought, I thought, okay, I'll go. It was unbelievable. Acres and acres and miles, it's like nothing you've ever seen before. So hopefully,
well, that's the thing. Yeah, because a lot of people that are, you know, working and professionals, they are used to going jogging or hiking or walking in the morning, wanting to have that experience. And the beauty about the desert is, I mean, you can get up whenever you want, but you can get up really early and have such a magical time. I miss that about the desert. I used to wake as the sun rises, take sunrise walks, and it's like you hear all the birds, you're there at dawn's chorus, and then you go out in nature and you see the flowers all in bloom, the cactus, and it is like you were saying, that creative space, Kimberly. It is, there's nothing like it. If you can get a walk in before you start emailing and talking to people, you'll be a far nicer person. I'm speaking for myself.
Palm Springs has always been a mecca for creative restoration. You know, it's where people used to go to sort of heal from the craziness of their everyday lives. It is known as a destination for creative people. And there's something about the desert. I had a travel writer stay with us last month, actually the end of January. And he was so blown away. He's an Irishman. And he was so blown away from the desert. He was like beside himself. For him, it was a transformative experience being in the desert, because, you know, it's so different from Ireland, right?
Absolutely.
But it still had that same sense of place and soulfulness. And he was just absolutely gobsmacked at the force of the desert on his psyche. It was really amazing to watch. And he's a good example of somebody who's travels for a living, and he's been to a lot of places around the world, but he was speechless.
I can even vouch for that. I came here for 4 days. I think it has something to do with the tribal land, the climate, the mountains, literally being at the foot of the mountains is in town. And I came here and turned around from an island in the Caribbean and moved here to, I call the desert an island, but only coming here for one time for 5 days. And 2 months later, I was living here, and that was 12 years later. 12 years
oh,
ago.
Wow. Wow.
No, we hear that from a lot of hoteliers. They come to Palm Springs for whatever reason, and they go back home. They sell everything. They quit their jobs. They come out. They follow their dreams into the desert and open a hotel, a little hotel in the desert, and they're just living their dream, you know? Wow. And so when you're staying in these beautiful hotels, and every single one of them is so unique. Some of them are very modern. Some of them are contemporary. A lot of the mid-century modern sensibilities.
Right.
You can find a hotel with whatever vibe you want. If you want to be sort of in a more quiet place, we have hotels that really cater to that. We have hotels that are very much more social. You can pretty much find any hotel vibe you want if you go to our website. And the cool thing about our website is you can not only research the hotels, but you can book directly through the website to the hotels. So you don't have a third party middleman.
That's awesome.
When you hit book now, it goes directly to the hotel's website.
Yeah.
And so that allows you to develop your own relationship with the hotel rather than going through a booking platform.
Yeah, I think that's really important, just even for, you know, regular travelers. Because if you make any changes, it's a royal pain in the butt. It's just not as cool as going through the hotel itself. And the hotel knows what's happening. They are on the ground. They know who, what, and where. They know all the gossip of town. I mean, they really do. So, Robert, I wanted to touch on that, because when someone especially books like a group stay or the whole hotel, you don't want to go through a third party. You want to go directly to you.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We do third party just because we kind of have to. And I rely on third party because of European travelers, because
right.
It's hard to reach them. They don't usually do direct with the hotel. So they go through, I'll say, booking.com. They're famous
sure.
for European travelers. And that's why I use them for that. But otherwise, no, we try to keep everybody directly through us. At this time. And to mention too, if Kimberly's talking, there's so diversity with the small hotels. It's the only city, Kim, correct me, that has 74, I don't know what number we're at right now, of rooms under 50 in the country. So it's very diverse on, again, the style that you want, the feel, the vibe.
And good attention. Like, customer service is better when you have those smaller hotels. You know, it's more hands-on. You
Definitely.
Get to talk to somebody, you know,
yep.
Which I think is important, especially in business, because when you need to do something, you need to do something. If you need to make a Zoom call and something's not working, or you need to do something fast or urgent, like I need to overnight this now, where's the quickest way? You know what I mean? Yep. You want someone there that can say, oh, let me help you, you know, and you want that and you need that, you know, when you're doing business, you never know what you might have to do.
Yeah, and you gave me a thought on that with people that, you know, the hotels that don't have any contact and you use your phone to get into the room and all that. With our hotel, I don't know how that would ever work, because they are up front with us all day from breakfast to where should I eat? Or like you said, I have a need for this. Where can I get this overnighted? Or I'm having trouble with, you know, something. And we're there for them, and they don't have to go far, you know, so yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, I don't want to check in using my phone. I know hotels that do it, and I just look at it and go, What is a hand going to come out and grab the phone? It's like, if something's going to come out of something with a hand, I need a martini in it. Then I might talk to the computer. But even still, you know, and I don't know, Palm Springs has got that vibe where you can walk around in your flip-flops and do Zoom calls, right? That's the thing. You can get away with it. Yeah. I like that. That's awesome. So
we saw an increase in those remote check-ins during the pandemic because people didn't really want to engage with other people. But I would say, Robert, you know, you chime in on this. I think that trend has reversed. The hotels that had been doing that, you know, are now going back to actual human contact.
Yeah,
that was very short-lived. Very short-lived.
Yeah,
it was necessary.
Tourism, you know, we're talking about people doing business and work, but it's not like it's a large city where you have the businessman that doesn't want to talk to, or businesswoman that doesn't want to speak with anybody. So they just want to go to the room. They don't care. Here, they care about the room, like what their view is. And like, oh, you know, I thought I was going to get the room with the red couch in it. You know, with the there's a one room with a dragon over this red couch in red.
And it was I want the dragon.
Well, but everybody doesn't, not every room has a red dragon in it, you know, so if we can move them, we can move them, you know, you don't get that in the larger hotels at all.
So. I want the red dragon, now that you said that. Do you have a purple dragon?
It's room, well, you know what, we actually do have, it's a very,
I want the purple dragon.
So you need room 22 or 23.
Okay. Well, that's it. You were talking about creativity and, you know, you don't have to be in the creative arts to need creativity. Anybody in business must employ the creative brain, including accountants. So just saying.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah.
You know, tax time is coming. If you need to get your taxes done, I say bring your box of whatever papers, you know, whatever you're getting prepared for your, you know, your tax accountant or whatever. If you're going to have to go through something like that, which is always hellish, go to Palm Springs. Get together on your computer, do whatever you need to do, have your Zoom call with your accountant, and, you know, take a swim in the pool, go back to it, have a martini, go back to it, maybe not, I don't know. But if you're going to have to go through that kind of tedious work, I think you need to be in a sunshine place. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I don't know about doing taxes and having too many martinis. That's just my take on it.
You got to get creative with taxes. Creativity is key. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that Palm Springs is so open to the digital nomads and people traveling through, because I think it's a special place. Like I was saying, it's not too pretentious for people. Like we want to work, but we don't want to be like, okay, so we want to wear our flip flops. We want to be able to, you know, we can walk around in our Zoom shirt and, and, you know, our flip flops. that's my kind of fashion sense, you know, so that's a good thing. Very cool. Well, everyone, again, let's go to the website. It is Authentic Palm Springs. When you go there, sign up for the newsletter. How often does that come out? You've always got articles and all kinds of good things.
Articles go up on the blog all month long, but the newsletter comes out once a month. So when you sign up for the newsletter, you only receive one email a month. So we're not bombarding you. It's very, you know, we respect your privacy, but it's a really great way to know what's going on around town. We have a wonderful writer, Kay Kudikas, who's on top of what's happening at all the restaurants and clubs. So she always does a monthly column on what's happening in Palm Springs. She is a fabulous writer. I just reading her take on everything going on will just cheer you up for the rest of the day. And then we always try to profile a hotel, and we have a lot going on. So we try to keep people, it's really kind of more of an insider's newsletter. So you can kind of, you know, get the DL on all sorts of kind of cool things and
the gossip.
Behind the scenes stuff. When we do a behind the scenes video tour, we'll post it on the on the blog, and so people can follow it, things like that.
And then also on social media, you're always posting photos of the hotels, and it's like, okay, I just want to dive in the pool, everyone. It's Palm Springs Stay, and that's on, you're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Those are the main places for people to go check it out.
Pinterest and YouTube. So we have a great YouTube channel. We've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest.
Awesome. Those are the social. Every time you see those pools in rooms, you're just going to be like, okay, I want to go. I want to go. I want to get out of the snow right now, especially, right? I feel right. like the whole country is tired of winter and ready for sunshine. So, okay. Also, keep up with, give everybody your website, Robert. It is AlcazarPalmSprings.com, right?
Yep, all one word, AlcazarPalmSprings.com. Very simple. And yeah, check it out. It'll show you all the different room types, all our gallery. We just photographed the entire property this past fall. So everything is new and updated. So it's what it's exactly going to look like.
Awesome. Awesome. And of course, you keep up with us at BigBlendRadio.com. We air this show every second Saturday. So thank you both for joining us.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.